felices porque tenemos invitados Josh y Finn de Zimmer 90, que tocaron hoy en la mañana. You played today, ¿no? How was it?
It was amazing.
Yeah, we had so much fun. The crowd was epic. Yeah, we loved every second.
Ooh, we talked about it a few months. No, it was like a few weeks ago before you guys came here. And we were saying, like, there was a lot of expectation with your presentation. Like, did you guys feel good with the outcome? Because everybody was, like, super excited. And I do believe you had a great, how do you say it, horario? Like, the time.
Schedule.
The schedule was perfect. Like, the time was perfect. How did you guys feel?
It was, the expectations were way crazier than we thought, And we heard some things and that the crowd was insane. But yeah, at some point everyone was like going ole, ole. And yeah, it was crazy. We're really happy right now.
Yes.
Superaron las expectativas, le estaba preguntando Luisa por lo del horario, porque los pusieron a muy buen horario y dicen que ellos tampoco lo esperaban que iba a ser así, pero que estuvo increíble. Entonces se le están pasando muy bien. So, is there any artist that you really want to see today?
Yes, Paul McCartney, for sure.
Okay.
I think everybody wants to see him.
Yes.
So.
But I think to share the stage with so many other like artists is very exciting because the project you guys have, it's very new, and you guys are way up here. Like, when you think about it, like, how do you feel when you share with all of these artists? Because you guys, like, it's not like you already, like, how many years do you have, like, working on the music? 2 years? No.
Yes, something like that. Yeah. And we started working together and we never thought that we would come play on another continent or something. And yeah, today we realized it, that we went into the backstage and saw all those names from bands that we love.
Yes.
And we were like, no. Like, we met some bands. For example, I don't know, I forgot the name, but there were super sweet people backstage. But yeah, it was a crazy moment for us. Yeah.
Está padrísimo porque les preguntábamos que qué artista de los que van a tocar en el Corona quisieran ver y por supuesto la respuesta es Paul McCartney. Le decía a Luisa que está padre ver como su nombre entre tantos nombres tan increíbles. Y ellos decían justamente que sí, ¿no?
Y más porque es un proyecto que tiene muy pocos años.
Tiempo, exacto.
O sea, tienen 2 años, un poquito más.
Sí, sí.
Se volvieron virales por el tema de las redes sociales. Todo el mundo empezó a hablar de ellos. Y es como, ¿qué se siente que está tu nombre acá? Y luego por acá tienes a Jack White y luego por acá tienes estos otros artistas. Y ustedes están en todo. You guys are on everything and everybody's talking about you. What are your plans from now on? Like, you guys have Corona. Are you intending to come back to Mexico soon?
Yes, we want to come back next year. So hopefully we'll do. But we're going to plan it. And we're currently working on an album.
Ooh.
So that's also pretty exciting. Mm. And there will be one more song this year. Yeah.
Uy. Les pregunta Luisa que cuáles son los planes para de aquí a futuro y nos están platicando que claro que quieren regresar a México muy pronto, pero que están trabajando en un nuevo disco y que están a punto de estrenar también canción, ¿no? Great.
Is there a message you guys would like to give to your Mexican audiences that are super happy that you guys played here?
It's just that we're so happy that we could play and thank you so much for everyone who came. We love the Mexican crowd and the country, so yeah, just thank you so much, keep listening and see you.
Yeah.
Bueno, pues les están diciendo que muchas gracias por apoyarlos, por haber venido a verlos y pues que sigan, ¿no? Ahí van a estar pendientes de todos nosotros.
Pues vamos a escuchar,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank you guys for stopping
thank
by.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Are you with me?